wasn't attracted to you because I wasn't open to you.
Ugly self.
Hello, my name is Mrs. Melanin.
And I'm Belief Mel.
And we're here with episode 206 of
How Married Are You? Okay, my name Belief. This is Yvette. We married 13 years. Live in California. We got 4 kids. Relationships scary. It's very necessary. We share our love of struggles. We ask how married are every Tuesday and Thursday, shawty. If you're listening, you're in the wedding party. It's okay if you want to put your hands up. You got the questions. We got the answers.
It's chocolate baby story time. There we go.
Chocolate baby story time.
It's chocolate baby story time.
1, 2, 3, and...
It's chocolate baby story time.
Can you tell me why you were adjusting me? What was I doing?
Well, when we do this, right? So we do this, right? And I go... Relationship scary. It's very necessary. We share our love of struggles. We ask
how married are you? Right? I missed the cue.
You missed it, and you were focused over there. So I'm kind of like, but at that point, if you're not gonna do it. I need to take a deeper breath because I was running out of breath.
Oh my goodness!
You know what I'm saying? So I need you to.
All right.
It's chocolate story time.
We got emails, babe.
We got chocolate story time.
No, but listen, I'm trying to tell you, people are asking us, when are we going to be doing the retreat, the How Married Are You Live?
Ooh.
So, anywho, in the comment section, let us know what month works best for you.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So, oh my goodness, y'all. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And maybe...
Happy holidays. All the holidays. Some people be celebrating Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa.
You know. Hanukkah, all that stuff.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So happy all the things.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
This is our first episode that we've sat down to record in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Super exciting. There has been a lot that has transpired over the time that we have not recorded. And one of the biggest things is that on Christmas Day, Anaya and Uzi got a new bike for Christmas, which is super exciting. And so everyone pulled their bikes out and were going for bike rides and all the things. And then your Theophilus was like, Mom, let's go down the hill. And so I took the big boys down the hill. We're trekking. We're going. And, you know, me and Theo are like full speed ahead. And Raya, we're like, where's Raya? Raya. He is going so slow down this hill. And next thing you know, Theophilus plummets off his bike. Lands, you know how you land? He said he flipped over it because I was a little bit ahead of him, so I didn't see all of it. I just saw the aftermath and heard the cry. It was wild. It was scary, actually. He must have landed on his hand. Like, you know, you land on your hands and you stop your fall. And he was curled up, crying, weeping. Raya had to go. Sad thing is, Raya left his bike to go get Glenn. So here I am in the middle of the street with three bikes and Theo is worthless. Like, he literally can't help me get any of the bikes out of the middle of the street. And he just wants me to come hold him. But I'm like, there's cars coming. I got to move this. And so it was just really like dramatic and tragic and whatever. So I'm like, Theo is like, Mom. And he literally just wanted me to hold him. It was so sad. It was so sad. He just wanted me to hold him, and he got scraped up really bad. So I was holding him, but after I comforted him a little bit, I was like, buddy, I gotta go get the bikes out of the street. So I moved the bikes over to the side of the street. Then I'm like, okay, where is Glenn? Because I don't know if Raya ran back to the house or if he took his precious time. By the time he got to you, what was it like?
He said, Dad, there was that Theo's hurt. He's hurt. He's hurt so bad. And I said, okay. And he was like, you need to go down there. You need to go. And I was like, all right.
And so I'm kind of like.
Now, it's Christmas morning.
It is Christmas
morning. Now, I haven't decided whether I was going to go outside. But somehow, this is emerging. they got their bikes and they wanted to go outside and ride their bikes. Ride their bikes. Now, this is how Christmas morning it is. I don't even got no drawers on. I'm out there in my pajamas. Just pajama pants. Going commando.
So I don't know why that's necessary information.
Because
but okay.
You got to understand how like chill I was that morning. Okay. And so like when Raya was like, "Dad, Theo's hurt," I was like, "I probably should put some underwear on."
I gotta walk. Did you go inside and put underwear on?
And then I walked. But listen, I walked down the street because I didn't know where it was. I was like, where?
Guys, so this is the problem that I had. So me and Theo are literally like, where is Dad? Like, where is Glenn?
And I don't even got my phone on me. Like,
so I'm calling Glenn and doing all the things. And then I go as far as I look on our Ring camera and I'm like, the truck is still in the freaking driveway.
Yeah.
Why is the truck in the driveway?
Yeah.
And then I look at the cameras in the house and I can't see nothing. I'm like, I did hear Raya talking to Glenn at one point. So I'm like,
and she's like, Glenn, come on. But I couldn't hear you well. So I guess you wanted me to bring the truck, but I just walked down the street.
Okay, so I just want to know because y'all, I had 3 bikes and a child, right? So one child probably can't ride the bike back to the house.
I didn't know that. I was going to ride Rye's bike back.
This is wild.
So this is the thing.
So that was my thing. I was like, why wouldn't you bring the truck? So then now, well, thankfully, I have a motorbike. Shout out to my husband. I asked for a beach cruiser, and he gave me
electronic bike.
E-bike. So I got to zip right back up the hill to the house to go grab the truck so that we could put the bikes in the truck.
There was not an appropriate amount of information. Ryan just was like, Theo's hurt. Now, Theo be crying for little.
Yeah,
he'll cry because he can't watch TV. He'll cry for the smallest things. So I'm kind of like, how hurt is he?
Yeah.
Right? Does he just need me to come and comfort him?
Yeah.
Or is he like, I didn't think he was hurt that bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's not what I was being signaled.
Yeah.
So I walked down the street and I was like, oh, I'm going to hug him, kiss his boo-boo, and we're going to get back on the bikes and ride back
I could do that.
And encourage him.
I could do that.
Right.
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 So anywho, we get him back to the house. Glenn has literally lift the truck.
I have to pick him up and put him in the back of the truck.
It was actually very sad. And whatever. Anywho, so he gets back to the house. And for the rest of the day, he's pretty much done. His Christmas day is pretty much ruined.
Because
yes. He got like a bow and arrow for Christmas. He couldn't even pull it back because he was hurt. Like he kept complaining about his wrist and stuff. And I thought it was just soreness of whatever. And even Glenn, you know, Glenn was doing the checks of mobility, mm-hmm. moving his hand around and doing all the things.
Hey, but like, can we talk about how great Raya was though, taking care of him?
Oh my gosh. Raya was super, super sweet. So Theo, when he got back to the house, I nursed his wounds. He was like, I just want to go lay down. So he went to go lay down mm-hmm. in his room. And Raya was like super concerned about him to the point that we were all still outside riding bikes and stuff. But Raya was like, he goes back into the house and he opens their window. And
so that he can hear he can hear Theo if he calls us.
Yeah.
It was very sweet. But my whole thing was there wasn't enough information. Even when I asked you what happened, you were like, he fell. And I'm like, well, how did he fall? Where did he fall at? I'm thinking, why were you not having eyes on our child? But you sitting up there zipping down the road like it's your world, too. I'm like, no, it's not Christmas for you.
I learned a long time ago. I think it was in 2021. My lesson that I learned is that the children need to see adults having fun because they think adulthood is not fun. Mm. So I just be trying to have fun with my kids. Anyway, that was definitely a decision that I would go back and rethink as far as how we did that. Anywho, it's costing us now. On Friday, you guys don't know what day it is. But recently, he fell again. Raya comes running in the house to inform me, Mom, Theo is hurt. And at this point, I'm kind of taking my time because the boy has just been, you know, falling and doing all kinds of stuff.
And we already learned this lesson. So
and
I don't know.
Crying hugely or whatever. And so I go outside. He's again laid out on the ground. Apparently, he was rollerblading and he tripped over the hammock and landed on his wrist again. Mm. And he was like complaining about his wrist. And he, mind you, he's been saying, oh, I can't open the door or I can't walk the dog or like different things he can't do.
I'm like,
do.
Man, this dude is getting out of everything. And Raya's kind of like, I'm suspicious.
Raya's like, wait, you can hold the remote control to play video games, but you can't hold the leash to walk the dog because everything Theo can't do, Raya now has to do.
Yeah.
And so I'm honestly thinking, like, man, Theo's kind of acting a little, like, soft. Like, he got to get it together because it's been so many days since Christmas. Like, you should be better by now. So, anywho, when he fell this last time, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to have a repeat of Raya. Because how long was Raya walking around with a broken bone before we took him to the doctor?
It was a fractured bone. It was probably like a month.
It was a long time.
Like 2 weeks, I think.
No, babe, it was more than that. Come on.
Let's just say 2 weeks.
It was a long time. Anyway, so I was like, I text Glenn, I was like, I'm just going to take him into urgent care. And then when I got to the doctor, she was like, you know, it seems like it might just be a sprain, but let's get an x-ray just in case. And so then all the, like, when you're an entrepreneur and you don't have, like, that good insurance, mm-hmm. but you have that, like, makeshift insurance, mm-hmm. all the things that happen in my mind are, like, dollar signs just going, it's all adding up. And recently, Theo just had to have a surgery that we're still paying for. So I'm kind of like, oh, my gosh, this is, like, very expensive. Now she wants to go get x-rays. And so I get to the x-ray place and, you know, we did the x-ray, like, on a Friday. They called us on a Sunday at 7 p.m. And I knew it wasn't good when I saw the number show up on the caller ID. I answered the phone. This person told me, your son has two buckle fractures on both his, well, a buckle fracture on each wrist.
On each radius. So it's in his forearm.
Yeah. And so I'm just like, dude.
And we felt so bad. Because you were just talking about man, he just need to kind of get it together. He's always da da da. Because Theo, he usually cries for like very little. Oh, like something happens, like, bro, you haven't been listening. You can't watch, you can't do that right now. And he just starts weeping. And you're like, oh my gosh, bro, come on. You know what I'm saying? But it's a big deal for him. But I'm like, he was really in pain.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the boy kept falling. And then the next day, you find out you got the fracture. I hear them playing. I'm like, it sounds like too much fun in there. No, this was yesterday morning.
Okay, keep going. But I'll tell the story, other story.
And I was like, I walk into the room. They're playing soccer. Theo has both his arms wrapped around Raya's legs. And I'm like, are you? I just started, you know. I just started going in.
I heard you.
And I was like, I don't know what I said, but it was not nice. And I was like, what is wrong with you? Do you understand? You can't do nothing. You read a book or you play Uno. Like, it don't slam down the cards. Like, I was so irritated. Because now I look at him and all I see is a dollar sign. Like, I'm like, this is an expensive individual.
It's like, get your stuff together. So, but before that, babe, remember we went on the walk?
Yes.
And so at the doctor's appointment, I was like, okay, so what should we do in the meantime? Like, what are some preventative measures? And she's like, keep him off wheels. And I was like, okay, I can do that. No wheels, no bikes, no rollerblades, no skateboards, no nothing. He got mm-hmm. a skateboard for Christmas. He can't even ride. Mm-hmm. All his things he got for Christmas, he can't even use. And he fell on the walk.
Yeah, because he saw Raya. So Theo's very competitive. He hates to lose. He saw your Raya. Raya is the type of person, if you're walking on a dirt road, Raya is going to walk on the dirt, like mm-hmm. on off the path. Like, so we're walking on a dirt road and it's a gutter. Raya is in the gutter, walking in the gutter. And then he sees like a little ramp and he starts to climb up this place. You're obviously not supposed to climb up. Mm-hmm. And he starts to climb on this thing. And then Theo starts to do it too and falls. Like, he falls like a good 3 feet. Mm-hmm. And he just starts, don't say anything. Like, starts freaking out again. I'm just like, man, this is enough. Enough of this. So yesterday I went to go get two splints on his arm from Rite Aid so that he can't really function. And everyone knows it's a scarlet letter. Bro, this child is not to be playing any sports. He can't play basketball, gaga ball, none of that stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was a long talk about every story
it
time.
Was.
But welcome back.
All right. If you are listening to this podcast and you are an avid listener and supporter of the podcast, we would love it so much if you would make sure that you are subscribed, first of all, and that you like this video and share it with somebody that you think it would be good for. If you have not left.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what was going on there.
Go ahead.
If you have not left a review for the podcast, wherever you listen, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, any of those different places, please take some time to leave us a review. We appreciate it so much. Try to keep it 5 stars or above. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Just kidding. If you don't have nothing nice to say, keep it to yourself. I'm just kidding. Kind of.
No.
No,
yeah, just keep it to yourself right now. We're growing. Anyway, if you're watching, you can now see a new set here.
We have a new set.
Yeah, it looks a little bit more elegant, almost like a talk show. I like it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we actually have a space for a studio audience. So if you are ever in the area and you want to be around for a live filming of How Married Are You?
On a Monday,
you can come and do it. Right here. You can come check it out.
Somebody going to plan a trip just for a Monday.
Catch the BTS. Absolutely. Yeah, come out on a Monday. You were about to talk about the How Married Are You Live. How Married Are You Live?
I was.
Okay, but you need to talk about the Mom's Retreat.
Guys. Oh, my goodness. Since you guys are our special listeners, I do want to let you know first. Actually, I'd let my email list know. So if you're not signed up for my email list, you might want to go to YvetteHenry.com and make sure you sign up for my email list. However, on May 10th through the 12th, I will be hosting my very first Mom's Retreat. If you are a mom and you are in need of a moment to just breathe, or if you need something to look forward in this period of look forward to, you should plan on attending the retreat May 10th through the 12th.
It is Mother's Day.
Day weekend. So it is the perfect gift, dads out there, husbands out there, partners out there, for the mom in your life. If you want to send her away to connect with other women with like-mindedness and who just need some time to, like, breathe.
Reset.
Reset. Get fueled up. It's not going to be, like, workshop-y or anything like that. It's literally going to be a time to just relax and breathe and find, like, just spend time in your body without it being utilized for all the other things. No children allowed, even nursing babies. No nursing babies. Sorry about that, but not sorry. Mm-hmm. I do not have tickets up for sale yet. It is only going to be open to 25 women. Mm-hmm. I did think about making it larger. However, I think for this first one, I want to keep it really intimate to make sure that we do it well. This is something that I am trying to do annually, maybe even biannually, depending on how this first one goes. And I really hope you guys could save the date, save your coins, budget for it, because it's definitely going to cost a little bit. Mm-hmm. It will be in Carefree, Arizona. So that is something that I did not share in my email, but it will be in Arizona. So you will have to book a flight if you are not in Arizona. Anything else I missed?
No, but you guys, my wife went there.
Oh, yeah.
And she experienced it. And, you know, the way she came back, it just was like you were so refreshed and so, like, available to you, you know. And you were like, yeah, this is going to be a habit, so get used to it. And so I was like, absolutely.
Yeah.
So it was really cool to see Yvette take that time for herself. And I believe that a lot of moms who keep postponing this moment where they can have that mental space, I think it's important for you guys to do that, especially if you're a stay-at-home mom and a working mom and you just have everybody else's agendas and schedule on your schedule. You might want to make time for yourself.
Yeah.
So, shout out to this opportunity. And please make sure you sign up for Yvette's email list. That's really important.
Yes, to stay tuned. Okay, we're going to jump right into this email. I'm excited to say that, anywho. Hi, your podcast gives me hope that marriage is still attainable and workable. I am a 23-year-old single woman, and I'm looking for advice on how to approach dating. Background. In my senior year of high school, I had a horrible relationship that propelled me into a year and some change of promiscuity. I'm not abstinent and deep. I'm sorry. In my senior year of high school, I had a horrible relationship that propelled me into a year and some change of promiscuity. I'm not abstinent. And deep brokenness. In that time, I hurt many people and have gone back and tried to apologize to those willing to listen. After that, I was in a 3-year relationship with a pastor's son. I have always been in church, but didn't grow grow my relationship with God completely until more recently, the past two or so years. Because he grew up in a two-parent home, something I didn't have, and had a strong faith background, I assumed this was God sending me my husband unexpectedly. Why do we do this, LOL? Every church boy isn't the one. The relationship was nice and helped me see how I needed to grow to be the best me possible and helped me heal, but eventually ended. Now I've been single for a year and have some change. I'm sorry. I've been single for a year and some change, have done more growing and planning for my future, and am in a great space as it pertains to my spiritual life. I feel I'm ready for a relationship, but I want to date solely with the intention of marriage at this point. I've talked to a few people, some my age and some older, but nothing has stuck, and I've been okay with that. Now, here are my two questions. Finally, I know, I'm sorry, LOL. It's okay. I've been accepting dates from people that aren't my type just so I'm not blocking my blessing. But I find that I just can't force attraction in some cases. Do you guys think it's pointless to date people even if you know they're more than likely not going to be the one? Or am I taking dating intentionally too far? Also, I recently saw a man at the gym I work at and was so attracted to him that I had to find him online and see what he was all about. I hope I don't sound creepy.
Hold on. How do you find him?
I know. That's a really good... She works there, so she probably saw him check in and knows his name.
Whoa. Or she might have tagged... He might have posted on social.
I think she just used his name and then said, oh, this looks like him. And I fell into deep like with what I saw. I know looks can be deceiving. He is active in his church, has done missions, is older, but not too much, and is part of his church's singles ministry. All green flags. Oh, and...
But you the red flag, though. This is creepy.
Babe, no, it's not.
Okay.
You've never looked up somebody. I've done that.
Okay.
Someone you met in passing, you know their name, you just look them up. You haven't done that?
But this is a red flag, no.
Why is this a red flag?
Because she just imagined a whole life with him after checking out his social media, knowing...
Welcome to 2024, love.
But this is social media. We don't know what he's like.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes.
Okay. But we know what he presents himself to.
Okay. You're advocating? You co-signing this?
I would do it. I would look somebody up and be like, you haven't done that? I mean...
What the heck would I do it for?
Anywho, I mean, anybody. It doesn't have to be someone you're romantically interested in. You've probably said, oh.
Yeah, let me see about this person.
Samantha Jones. Let me look her up and, like, see what she's about.
No. Mm-mm. Like an employee? Like a potential employee?
Potential employee.
Nope.
You haven't?
I think that's a little weird. I can't think of it right now if I have done it, but I don't think so.
He done it. All right. He is active in that. And he's foine. She said F-I-O-N-E.
Okay.
And tall, just my type. Because I was working, I didn't approach him or try to make myself seen. But should I reach out and make my interests known or just let the Lord move and be okay with the fact that maybe we'll cross paths naturally again or maybe we won't? I don't want to force anything or get in God's way, and I'm not quite sure how to go about intentional, serious dating without being awkward or forceful in making my purpose in dating known. I love y'all real bad and hope you have some advice. Thank you so much in advance. Praying for your family as always. Sorry for the all caps. It was O. Go ahead, babe.
I think that this is very interesting, and I think this is a little bit of a pass because it's like, yo, you really about to go up to him and be like, oh, you have a dog? Knowing he got a dog. No, you know everything about the dude. So now you got to pretend you don't know him.
That's when you pretend you don't know him. And then you tell him after the fact, bro, I had already looked you up
after he fell in love with you. That's my favorite movie, too. She probably knows all this stuff. I don't know. I feel like it's a little. I think her problem is that she's looking for someone and she's trying to find someone, which is, that's not a problem. But I get a little, This is like a infatuation from a long distance, right? So she's making up things in her head that are not necessarily truth. So when she meets this, she already built this guy and put him on a pedestal. So when she meets him and his breath stank.
Well, he is at the gym.
You know what I'm saying? Or something. It could come, you know what I'm saying? Something, you can only go down from here is my point.
I say shoot your shot. I say good job doing your research, because as much as social media is like everyone's presenting their best foot forward, mm-hmm. I do think it does give us a little bit of information. And at least you know there's enough about him that aligns with some of the things you're looking for, and you can go into it. I definitely wouldn't tell him you already like looked him up until you guys are well into the relationship. But I would say, like, I feel like in this day and age, you just have to be forward. You can't. And now I'm saying this. Actually, this is true. I would do it, because I've been doing it with like trying to find new girlfriends.
Friendships.
Mm-hmm. Like to just go up to women and be like, you're cool. Let's be friends.
Yeah.
And exploring it. And some people it goes further, and some people it kind of halts at that, because I have one conversation with them and I realize, I'm not that into you, or we're not as compatible.
I'm not trying to kill your dreams, but I'm just saying that I would love to see, I'm trying to protect her heart and not getting too far out there with this one individual.
Yeah. I don't think she sounds like she is super attracted to him physically. And she is also interested in the social, like what he presents on social media. And she would like to get to know him more. It doesn't sound like she's like built any kind of thing in her head to me. But she's trying to say like.
What's in there?
Babe, I can't drink fuels anymore. So I need caffeine. It's okay. A chai tea latte with a shot of espresso.
Okay. You're burping, so I was wondering if there's any.
Why
are, like, it was like a.
It has milk in there. I forgot to tell him to do almond milk.
Okay.
Anywho, what were we saying?
You were saying that you don't think she's building any type.
This sounds normal. It might sound a little extra because we're reading it through email, but I feel like if she were to talk to us in person, she'd be like, "Hey, I saw this guy. I checked him in. I saw his name. I looked him up on social media. What I saw on social media, I really like. Do y'all think I should shoot my shot, or do you think I should just let the Lord lead the way?"
No, I think if she were telling me that like that, I would say, yes, you should shoot your shot. But I'd also be like, how did you find him?
Because she works at the gym.
But that's not enough information. How did you find him?
She works at the gym. She could look up his name. What are you talking about? Hmm. Or maybe he did tag it. Or maybe he has his social media.
To me, that's like working at a bank, finding out somebody got a lot of money and being like, hey, you want to take me out on a date?
I wonder if that ever happens.
It's too much information.
The person swipes their card and you're like, out and you're like, how are you today?
Yeah, right. Like, I think that's a little weird, but I guess that's where we're at.
Have you ever worked at a bank? I wonder if you can see the balance.
I ain't working out.
Actually, you can see the balance, because they'll be like, well, you want to withdraw how much from which account?
Yeah.
That ain't going to work.
James knows.
Anywho.
Hey, Jordan, can you get James real quick?
Please? I think that in this day and time, you just got to do what you got to do. So I ain't mad at you. And I do. And so the one thing that kept coming up for me in this email, mm-hmm. and I think this kind of goes in all areas of our life. A lot of times we're like, God, like, is God whatever? And sometimes I feel like we just have to make a move and like allow the Lord to work in that. I do believe that God can give us insight and foresight on where to go and how to go there. But sometimes he just wants us to move, like, be active.
Real quick, James, I got a question. When you're at the bank and you work at the bank, you work at the bank before, right? Mm-hmm. When you're at a bank and you...
As a bank teller?
As a...
All the jobs, okay.
Okay, so as a bank teller, someone comes up to you and they... I was trying to turn that. But someone asks... Someone says, hey, how you doing, whatever, I need to take out this much money. You can see how much money they have, right?
Yep.
So what's stopping you from catching a cougar and being like, dang, she got mad paper, and then meeting her at the CVS and being like, yo, can we, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could do that.
Morals.
Oh. Right. Right, right, right. So is that kind of, it's different with money, but if you were to, like, say if you were to meet somebody and you were like, damn, she looks kind of fly.
Wait a minute, I have another question.
Can you see their transactions? Like, you can see, like, oh, they like to go to
everything.
Starbucks every day.
You can know, you probably know what Starbucks they go to based on the store number.
It just has a, like a transaction code.
Okay, so check this out. So would it be weird if you were to say, go to, you see someone's thing and you'd be like, oh, I wonder what they're like on social media, really. Could you look them up? You could probably like just type in their name to Facebook and see about them.
I mean, yeah, you could look up anybody's name on Facebook.
Sketchy. To me, that's sketchy. Yeah, so to me.
So where do your morals come in there? Have you ever done it?
No.
He gonna tell us he didn't do it.
I mean, if he did it, that's like cause for firing.
You value your job, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, it's your job. It's integrity.
All right.
It's integrity.
Okay.
That's weird, right?
Super weird.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
All right, that's it. Sorry, bro. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I would feel comfortable if somebody was like, if you were like,
if a guy did it, it would be really weird. That's super stalkerish.
That's true, because every Lifetime movie begins just like that.
Yeah. Yeah, like, nah.
Every Lifetime movie begins just like that. He's, oh, man.
They know your address. They know too much.
Oh, they know your address.
She could have been like, parked at his house on a Sunday morning.
Okay, this is a normal person. This isn't a stalker. How do we know? Oh, my goodness.
Hey, we support you. I think you should shoot your shot. One, first things first, I think you should shoot your shot. But I'm curious, like, how far did you go to find a guy? Because if you just type in his name, like, that's not it. You type in his name and initial, that's not it. Then you start to, like, how far do you go to look? You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's probably not that serious. I don't know. Let's ask this question in a poll. Is this crossing a line as far as being an employee? And let us know.
Okay, go ahead.
And let us know, like, you know, in the comment section, if you would do something like this or if you have done it. Because maybe I'm tripping. But if I'm hanging out and I'm, like, at working at Foot Action and I'm recognizing, I'm like, damn, man, she cute. You know what I'm saying? And she liked the Jordans. We got extra ones. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, it's just a funnel.
Okay, so I feel like there's levels to it, because I'm always, like, you know when you go somewhere and you're checking out and they're like, what's your phone number so that you can get your rewards or whatever, and you say your phone number? I'm always nervous somebody's, like, taking note of my phone number and behind me in line or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like if someone did that and then texted me, that is completely creeper status, mm-hmm. right? But if I gave someone my name at Starbucks and was like, hey, yeah, my name's Yvette Henry, mm-hmm. and they heard that in line, and then they go on social media and they look me up, and then they come over to the table and be like, hi.
Yvette. How are you?
And then I'll be like, how'd you know? Do I know you? And they're like, no, I just heard them say your name. That would not creep me out at all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, we're different because we live our lives publicly. So it's
no. If I was a normal person, I am normal. But if I were, like, not known on social media, that would not freak me out.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm so irritated that he's, like, making this a thing. Well, but it seems like this is just what it is.
I think that anyway, to get back to your question. Well, I don't know how to date in 2024. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. But I think you do have, I think, one, I want to say I'm proud of you for using your resources, okay, to get what you want out of life. Okay, that's just good work. But I do believe that when you're trying to find the right person, sometimes it's about making sure that you're in the right place to receive, to have the eyes to see who is coming and is in that place for you. Mm-hmm. Because the last thing you want to do is be looking for somebody and then also not be able to give them what you're looking for. You know what I mean?
What? Say that last part. The last thing you want to do is to be looking for somebody and not be able to
give them, because she's looking for someone for her.
Yeah.
But who is she? You know what I'm saying? I'm more interested in that. Because that, to me, I'm not saying this is a character issue, mm-hmm. but I'm kind of like, yo, you did a lot. You know what I'm saying? And I think you have, I think you should go out and date people and just be open and have a list. You got to have a list, right?
True.
Of things that you want out of a person instead of just being like, oh, should I date these people knowing that they're not the one? Like, what is the one? Because this guy seemed like, if you have a standard for what you want, you're saying, hey, I want someone who's healthy. I want someone who's in church. I want someone who, you know, is attractive and, you know, who takes good care of their family. Like, those are things that are pillars. Then cool. But you could have just searched it and found all the things about this person and made that what you want. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if there's no, like, standards for what you're looking for, but you're just going around, you're shopping, you're like, oh, my gosh, this guy, you know, carrots in it and this in it and that mm-hmm. in it. Okay, I like that. And you put it in your bag. But it's different when you know what you're looking for and you mm-hmm. go out, you know what the recipe calls for and you go out and you get the ingredients. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. And we do have a Date to Marry list that you can access on our website, howmarriedareyoupodcast.com. So if you do not have a list yet, I would strongly encourage you to do that. As a matter of fact, I will respond to this email with that list. I do think that kind of goes into the other question you asked. You said, I've been accepting dates from people that aren't my type, so I'm not blocking my blessing. And so I think that if you would like to be physically attracted to the person that you are dating to eventually marry, then that needs to be something that's on your list. And I will say that attraction is important. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I were not attracted to Glenn, it would have been easy for me to leave so many different times, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like,
easy for you to leave.
I hate to say it.
Dig deeper. Because you sound like you want to leave a lot.
No. I'm just saying we've had a few rough patches. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And it doesn't hurt when he starts to do his little Baltimore walk away from me, you know, when he does. And then he does.
I don't be walking away from this moment.
Look at these cheeks, guys. Look at those cheeks.
Her attraction ain't none of my business. I have no control over what I'm doing. Because it makes it seem like it's a setup.
No.
And I go walking.
Glenn has a swag. He has a swag about him that is very attractive to me. But I feel like that's very important.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a relationship. I don't think I... So for me, I would say if you're not attracted to them physically, then you're probably not going
to... But let's talk about it. You weren't initially attracted to me, Yvette.
I wasn't attracted to you because I wasn't open to you.
Ugly self.
No, it wasn't that you were ugly, but it was that I had, like, sometimes I will say this. Here's the thing. I had a type, right? Mm-hmm. So just because you have a type doesn't necessarily mean that other types are not attractive. Mm. So I thought I wanted my one, like, thing was that the guy had to be taller than me. Typically, I liked, like, just picture Will Smith, and that was kind of my visual of the type of guy. Tall,
light-skinned,
whatever. And I wasn't necessarily...
Funny. Was funny, personality-wise?
I think I did need somebody that would make me laugh. And so it wasn't necessarily that... I don't know. It was just he wasn't typically the type of guy that, like, drew my attention. That, like, initially, like, would stop me in my tracks. However, I've always been a fan of Idris Elba, so I don't know.
Idris Elba came out way after, like, he wasn't even popping when we met.
Okay, maybe that's what it was.
And I'm nothing like Idris Elba.
No, but you got the dark skin.
So check this out. I'm saying straight up that you don't have to be as attracted as you think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Initially.
Yeah.
So I really love the fact that she's going out and dating people who yes. aren't necessarily her type to get to know them.
Yes.
Because I'm going to be honest with you. your attraction can change.
It really can.
Because you could date that perfect person that you think is your type, and then,
you're like, you're ugly.
I don't like this. This person doesn't treat me well. Because there are a lot of people that on paper are perfect, mm-hmm. but they just don't know how to treat people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you get with them and they like, man, this is actually very draining, mm-hmm. you know? And so I would rather you, I'm really proud of you, one, for going out and meeting those people. Mm-hmm. But, you know, 2024 is different, you know. So I say whatever you got to do to go investigate that situation, go out there and do it.
Yeah, I would say when you look at the person, you don't want to be appalled by their.
Whoa.
Am I being?
Yeah.
Okay, my goodness.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to offend anybody.
Appalled? What you mean? Like,
you know how like.
You see somebody, you're like, whoa! Yeah.
So there has to be a little bit of something, yeah. you know, like it's like, oh, I can work with this. A little bit of a shave here, maybe cut the dreads off there. And I'm
yeah.
just kidding.
No, yeah. Some dudes just be needing lotion and a haircut.
Yeah, for real. So I think that there are like, you might not be initially attracted, but you can maybe see past some things. And not that you're going to want to change them. I don't know, man. Let me shut up.
No, because some dudes don't know how to dress and they just need a.
And some women don't.
For real. For real. You wore all my hats in the beginning. Remember that?
Why are you... You didn't have to be so aggressive with the for real.
You could dress. You always could dress. I was just joking. You were talking about my dreads, and I was just kind of giving it back to you.
You know what's funny is I've been looking at pictures of my childhood, and you know who could always dress? My mom.
Oh.
She's always had, like... I was like, I didn't really realize what a fashionista mm-hmm. she kind of is. Anywho, mm-hmm. random. Yeah, there should be some level of attraction.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. How married are you?
Oh.
Wait, I wasn't done saying what I was saying.
Okay.
I feel like sometimes we talk about blocking blessings, and we feel like if we take an action or if we take initiative, we're going to block our blessing from whatever. But I feel like with that mentality, there we put limitations on who God is and the power that he holds. Mm-hmm. I do believe that there is a responsibility for us to move in accordance to God's word and what he's called to us. But sometimes we get so like stuck that we don't go left or right or forward, and inaction is just as detrimental as taking initiative. Mm, so sometimes yes. I think we should just be careful with this whole blocking your blessing, because ultimately what God has for you, it is for you. Mm-hmm. So he will allow you to take that misstep, and then he will redirect you however he needs to. So I just want you not to be so hung up on that part.
Yeah. I made you feel bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah. We're rooting for you though, girl. We're rooting for you. For real. Make sure you come out to How Married Are You Live. Later this year, we'll have a date for you at some point.
All right, cool.
How married are you?
I'm so married. The other day, you were being a little lazy, and you didn't feel like getting up and putting your eye drops in. So I went to the bathroom, grabbed your eye drops, put them in your eye. Right. Would you say that was
that
true?
That was love.
That was true?
You've done a lot.
Yeah.
You have a lot of How Married Are Yous recently.
So do you.
Do I?
Yeah. How married are you?
Help me out. Okay. Let me think. I feel like I always have something surrounding 5-hour energy drinks.
Oh, no.
However,
yeah.
I went to a different Costco recently this last time, and they had grape extra strength 5-hour energy drinks
in
a bulk pack. And when I did the math, it was $1.70 per little bottle.
That's crazy.
Which Glenn be paying like $4 a bottle. So I was like, let us save some coins here and let me get this. And I brought it home. And there was a 2 like bulk pack in the thing. So he could have one at the office and one at home.
You know, it's crazy.
What?
The new workout thing I'm on. The
you
diet
can't
thing.
Have it?
I can't have it.
Wild.
Yeah.
You gotta
I'm not supposed to have it.
How many calories are they?
It's not about the calories. It's the amount of caffeine it has in each shot.
Oh, you're not allowed to have caffeine?
Yeah, but only black coffee.
Ooh.
Yeah, because of the amount of caffeine. But
oof.
Yeah.
And that's just how married we are.